July 5, our reasonable service. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1. The apostle entreats his brethren to consecrate their bodies to God. When we pursue a course to lessen mental and physical vigor in eating, drinking, or in any of our habits, we dishonor God, for we rob him of the service he claims of us. When we indulge appetite at the expense of health, or when we indulge habits which lessen our vitality and mental vigor, we cannot have a high appreciation of the atonement and a right estimate of eternal things. When our minds are beclouded and partially paralyzed by disease, we are easily overcome by the temptations of Satan. Eating of unhealthful food to gratify the appetite has a direct tendency to unbalance the circulation of the blood, cause nervous debility, and as a result, there is a great lack of patience and true elevated affection. Constitutional strength, as well as the tone of the morals and the mental faculties, is enfeebled through the indulgence of perverted appetite. All the treasures of the world sink into insignificance when compared to the value of the mental and moral powers, and the healthful action of these faculties is dependent upon the physical health. Then how important that we know how to preserve health, that our duty to God and man may be performed according to his commandments. The laws of God are plain and distinct. No uncertainty beclouds any of them. None of them need ever be misunderstood. Those who cannot discern them are benumbed by their own wrong habits, enfeebling their intellect. God designs to teach us the importance of temperance in all things. As intemperance caused the fall of our first parents from their holy and happy estate by their transgressing the law of God, so temperance in all things will keep our faculties in as healthy a condition as possible, that no mist or uncertainty may becloud any of them, that intellect may guide to right actions in keeping his law. We must work in harmony with natural laws if we would discern the binding claims of the law of God spoken from Sinai.